Good morning, 9-11 here on the Mighty 690, 64 degrees, and it is time for our Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce update, but we have someone else here. Oh, it's Amy Dollar, Tourism Director. How are you doing today?
Surprise.
Yes.
I'm doing great. How
Candy,
are you doing?
Candy is on a vacation, right?
Well,
out of town? Or
I think she's trying to escape the hurricane right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, poor workaholic Candy goes on vacation and has to escape the hurricane. So
it's terrible.
It is. It's awful. I'd want to stay to see it. And my husband said, I don't think there's anything to see. I think it's just a big storm.
Oh my goodness. But, yeah.
So we're hoping for her swift and safe return.
Absolutely. So it is a very big weekend here in Coffeyville.
It is a super big weekend. October in general is crazy busy.
You're telling me it's busier than September?
Welcome to Coffeyville. Yes, we thrive in fall events. So, you know, we've got, of course, Dalton Defender Days is coming this weekend. We've got reenactments, vendors, live music, a car show. I know there's a car show in the morning. There's all kinds of stuff. There's not a lot of notes on what all is there. So anyway, we know Dalton Defender Days is great. Come watch reenactments. Go visit the museum. Walk down Death Alley. Come see the bank. Get an IC. Hang out and enjoy all the festivities they have. And then next weekend is the annual Hops Around Town Brewfest. And it'll be at the UP Park. And there's going to be a barbecue cook-off. And hey, it's the last call for barbecue cook-off entries. It is not too late. We've got chicken and pork and beef entries, all kinds of different entries. So please come and get your barbecue on and let us all try it. And that will be October 8th. And then stick around for the after party at Hops Around Town. Get to have an after party.
Yeah.
After all the taste testing during Brewfest, that evening, we're going to have Seth Riley will be wrapping us up. I think he might be interviewing Tuesday on KUSN. So check him out that's your sister station.
Yeah, it's
right?
Beyond my pay grade. I don't know. There's so many things to keep track of. And Chris, I would ask Chris, but he is out getting some interviews right now. So he's busy with that.
I think that might be going on. Maybe not. Don't listen to me. I don't work here. But Martin and the Dead Guys. So Martin and the Dead Guys are from Independence. They're a very, very much of a favorite of ours here in Coffeyville. They played for the first time at our 150th celebration at our birthday bash. They are super awesome. I've seen them a few times. You've got to come and see Martin and the Dead Guys. They will be playing at our after party to kind of wind down the night.
Oh, so that's great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I know that we'll have like keg beers and snacks, and there's games and of course the music. So that'll be a time for everyone to kind of chill and just really relax and enjoy the music that we do have to offer. But along with them for the after party during the day, we're going to have Robbie Bell, a Coffeyville hometown girl. Robbie Bell, woo, Robbie, she's going to play. She is super awesome. You will really like her. And then a new guy I've not heard except for on YouTube, and I thought he was really awesome. His name is Howard Mahan and Friends. They're from, I think they're from Lawrence. And I listened to him on YouTube. He did a really good Jimi Hendrix cover. Anyway, I think he's going to be a lot of fun. So we're welcoming him to Coffeyville and to Brewfest for the first time. So that will be great. So you've already mentioned the siren testing.
Yes.
I don't need to talk about that again.
I even have a pamphlet to tell people what to do if it happens.
And then Caney. Don't drink water in Caney because I don't have any. Here we go. Upcoming events. And you already talked about all that stuff. So this is, I'm going through the newsletter notes and I'm wanting to make sure.
This is great.
I'm not as good as Candy at all this stuff. She's pretty, she's pretty smooth. So upcoming events. There is a paint party at the Cherokee Community Building, September 29th. Oh, that's coming up. That's tomorrow. That'll be a lot of fun.
Tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
You start packing your weekend now.
Absolutely.
And then there's a Halloween paint party, September 29th. Does not say where it is. That might be the Cherokee one. That might be the one at the Cherokee Community Building. Okay. And then Dalton Defender Days, September 30th and October 1st. Talked about that. Daylight Defenders Pancake Feed, October 1st.
And I'm going to be giving away some tickets later for that. So stay around. We have trivia about the Midland is what we're going to do today to give them away.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I know the least about, too.
Yeah, exactly. Make it hard
I'm
going
to have to go study some more. Actually, I do know quite a bit about
Midland. I also have some trivia about the Lions Club, too, if people are stumped on that.
That'll be a lot of fun. I like trivia, so good. We'll call later, listen to the show, and win tickets. Don't tune out because I'm on. Stay with us. And then we've got the CRMC Foundation Bill Reed Golf Classic Tournament on October 1st.
Yes.
So that will be a lot of fun. I'm not sure where that's at.
I think it's, we were just talking about it.
Or Country Club?
Yeah. I'd have to double check on that, but they're also going to have like a golf ball drop thing too. So for people who don't play golf, that's another way you can get in. I think the deadline might've passed for that, but yeah, they're going to have another event as well. If you're not a golf person. So.
Well, you know, and in Hillcrest too, I don't know, you know, even if you don't golf, you can go up there and eat.
Oh yeah.
Burgers.
Yep. For sure.
Hang out and listen to people talk about golf. That way, you know, maybe you'll want to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, then, you should see my mini golf game is not the best.
But. Well, and that's a Perry Maxwell designed course up there. So that's one of the, nice.
That's cool.
He's from Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Ardmore, Oklahoma.
There's trivia for you today.
Yeah. See, well, you got
or
trivia.
Down by Ardmore, right around in there. But so we've got that. Go play golf for the Foundation Bill Reed Classic. Then they have a springboard benefit dinner on October 1st. And then the CCC Jamboree is also on October 1st. Some people don't get to go home on these days. They get up early and they just do all this. And then this, I'm excited about. The very first ever CCC Marching Band Festival. It's the Dalton Defenders Marching Band Festival. Will be October 4th. It'll be day-long competitions and marching bands. And it'll be like Tri-State. I love that. It will be at the Veterans Memorial Stadium. And then Hot Dogs in History on October 8th. I'm excited about that. I will not get to hold still that day because I have to work at Brewfest too. But it is a Hot Dogs in History, and it's brought to you by the Daylight Defenders Lion Club. These guys are busy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Aviation Heritage Museum. So it is Hot Dogs in History, but it's kite flying too. So you want to go fly a kite. It's food, fun, and kite flying from 12 to 2. You can bring your own kite or you can pick one up at the event. The Aviation Heritage Museum is super cool. Whether you're really into aviation history or not, it is a cool place. Everybody likes airplanes.
Oh yeah. And I plan to be there. I hope to be there because I haven't been to the museum yet, and I'm that'll be after Saturday open line. So be able to go and check that out. And yeah, because a lot of people don't know it, there's a lot of World War II aviation history in this part of the state.
There is.
So that would be really neat to see.
And they have a lot of WASP information
Women's
exhibits
Air Force,
up there too.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is very cool. And I have not taken my granddaughter up there yet. My little girl might be too big. But they've got a coin operated airplane.
Oh.
Like, you know, like back in the day, grocery store style.
Oh yeah.
So
those are great.
You can take your littles and they can go and ride in the coin operated airplane.
I remember
and
doing that as a kid. Yeah.
So Coffeyville has two now. So at the feed store, like way back in the day, used to be a grocery store.
I mean, that makes sense. So when I see it. Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool little feed store too. But they've got a horse, like the corner operated horse that used to be there. Nick, who works here at the station, he says that he really thinks he remembers his grandpa taking him there and riding on that
horse. That's so cool.
So really, if you have little kids, you can take them to ride too. Old school coin operated machines, and they'll have a lot of fun.
We used to do some weird stuff at the grocery store, you know, and the kids won't even know. We used to get rent videos at the grocery store.
Yes.
I'm so sad that that's gone.
Videos. That's so sad. And I remember my mom taking pop bottles back to United when I was super, super little.
And getting film developed.
Yes.
And also like dry cleaning. They might still do that. You're dropping off your dry cleaning and all sorts of like the stamps too. Like we got an encyclopedia set from the grocery store.
Oh yeah, the green stamps.
Yeah.
So where I
S&H live, green stamps.
I grew up in Kremlin, Oklahoma, and I lived by the closest town to go grocery shopping was Enid. And so the United had, you know, there was the United grocery store, then there was like a food and drug like sporting and then a sporting goods store, and they all kind of connected. And then there was the green stamp, and you get green stamps and then you stick them in the books, and then you go up there and get like vacuum cleaners and sewing machines and stuff. It was the coolest thing. It's I don't know why they don't do that now.
It's so great.
Especially in this economy.
They need to bring that back. See? Powers that be. Bring it back.
Yes, because green stamps would be so cool. Everybody,
I would do it.
I remember my babysitters and stuff having us all sit down and like stick them all on these little things for them. And yeah, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
I would too. We would participate.
Yep.
So we've talked about the Coffeyville Jamboree. News from the chamber members. If you drink, you drive, you lose campaign. They have results for the campaign. So if you want to see that, you can go to the CoffeyvilleChamberOfCommerce.org. And then, hey, thank you. Big thank you to serious thank you to the kids from Holy Name School. We would like to thank the kids from Holy Name Catholic School for their dedication to a clean city. The kids picked up trash around the plaza downtown,
yeah,
as well as 8th and 9th Street to Elm and Death Alley. And so Death Alley is kind of gross. So big thank you to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I saw them out there Saturday morning. And I was like, wow, that's a good crowd. So
that
yeah, definitely a big thank you. I wasn't on Saturday open line, but I was like, you guys, I didn't know who was doing it, but I was like, yeah, you need to just give them a thank you because that was a great work.
Well, it was those kids. Those are outstanding kids to get up on Saturday to do that. So yes, we thank you very much. And let's see here. Olson's Hardware is a UPS access point location.
Oh.
Not only can you ship from there, if you received a notice of a missed delivery, you will be able to pick up that package there. And that's another great service. So
that is
UPS down, and that's on 8th Street right down here. Olson's Hardware pointing west, if anyone's wondering.
It's to your left or right on the radio dial.
There you go. I like that one. That was funny. And then the Turkey Drive fundraiser for Salvation Army. Check out the Salvation Army Community Service Facebook page to place your order for pies and pumpkin rolls. Oh, my God. I love pumpkin rolls. Limit to 10 pies and 30 rolls made per scheduled day. Get your orders in soon so you don't miss out. So,
I thought you were going to say per person. I was like, good grief. What are you going to do with that many pies?
I know what we could do with that many pumpkin rolls, but
other than that.
Oh, man, those are so good. So yes, check out the Salvation Army Community Service Facebook page and order that stuff for the fundraiser. One thing that's really cool about our Salvation Army is everything that you do in this area, all the money you donate, it stays here to help this area, you know. And Joe, our coordinator, I'm sure you've met him. If not, you probably will. He's awesome. He is very dedicated to the community and helping out. So are all the community service members there and auxiliary ladies and everything. So thank you to all of them. And we like to support the Salvation Army.
For sure. Yeah, they've come over here and dropped off some announcements and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get ready to ring the bell for us.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's an obligation for you up here. Got to ring the bell.
Yes.
I'm going to brainwash you now.
Yes. I'm sure I'll get roped into it. That's okay.
The Asbury Village is hosting a virtual event. Seniors are invited to log into a virtual event to help navigate the current economic challenges that are being faced. You can register on the Chamber of Commerce website. There's a link that goes to that. And I'm sure Asbury Village has a link also.
Sure.
And I think that's about to wrap it up. Come downtown and check out the reenactments. And
yeah, I'll be there.
Yes, and then next week, come to Brewfest and barbecue cook-off and enjoy all that. And everybody, get ready for a fun October.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but do you know, like, what times they have the reenactments or where we can find that? Like, do they do a couple each day?
I do. The times are usually about the same. So 6:30 Friday night.
Okay.
And then hold on, I'm going to go to my Facebook page and pull it up.
Sure, sure. No. I know I'm putting you on the spot. 6:30
Friday night, and then there's like 11 a.m. Saturday. There's like 11, 3, or 2, and then 5. So
okay.
I'm trying to get that up here really quick because we want everyone to know when. Because that's everything is cool down there, but that's like,
you want to make sure you kind of schedule your day to where you can hit at least one of those so you can see it.
Yes, so you don't want to miss that. So the reenactment times for Friday night is 6:30 p.m. So night one's kind of cool. You can see the little gun sparks every once in a while. And then Saturday, it's 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5:30 p.m.
Perfect. Good deal. Well, I'll be down there for one of those.
Right on. Well, thank you for letting me be substitute Candy today.
Thank you. You did a great job. Amy Dollar, always good to see you around. And we'll continue. We're going to get more open line action. I'm going to give away some tickets, too, for the Pancake Feed coming up here on the Mighty 690.